The gospel reading, our Lord says that a prophet is never accepted in his own native place. It's always because we know the person. God couldn't be doing something with this individual because we've known him since he was a kid. Everybody else accepts him because they didn't know him. All they know is what they're seeing today. Look at what God is doing with this person. But when it's someone in your own family, someone in your own neighborhood, whatever it may be, they don't want him. What we have to be able to do is look at this for our own selves, not because God is raising up some prophet in our midst, but actually it's something even more profound than that. You and I are members of Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of God. We all know that. We've all heard it thousands and thousands of times. And guess what happens? It goes in one ear and right out the other. Oh, yeah, I've heard all that before. So it doesn't really mean anything, does it? You see, what happens is because of who we are, we don't accept God. It'd be one thing if there was a prophet in our midst and we didn't pay attention to the prophet. We don't pay attention to God. And we're not the first ones. All we need to do is look at what happened in the first reading. The king of Aram sends a letter to the king of Israel, not understanding the situation. The king of Israel, rather than saying, oh, he must be looking for the prophet, let's send him over to Elisha. They didn't accept Elisha. And only raised people from the dead, fed hundreds of people with a few pieces of bread. I mean, you know, it's not like he was just some itinerant preacher that was running around. He was known. They all knew Elijah, didn't like him either. But they knew that this was Elijah's successor. So this wasn't, again, just somebody who came out of nowhere and suddenly thought that he was a prophet. But it wasn't so much the question of the prophet. It was the question of God. The people of Israel had been chosen by God to be his own people. And because of the familiarity that they had with God, in essence, they held him in contempt. Not that they were rejecting God per se. They just didn't pay attention. Naaman the Syrian, a pagan, at the end of the gospel reading says, now I know that there is no other God except in Israel. And we recall that he took back a few mule loads of dirt because he said, I'm not going to worship anyone other than the God of Israel, so I want to take some dirt from Israel back with me so that I can worship the Lord in Israel. So that was the people of Israel. As our Lord points out, all these different situations, there were many widows in Israel, there were many lepers in Israel. It wasn't any of those that anyone was sent, because they didn't have faith. Oh, they would very quickly have said, we are the people of God. We are Israelites. We're the chosen people. We live in the chosen land. They didn't doubt that. They didn't doubt God in that sense. They just didn't pay attention, because they had heard it all so many times, because God was just all too familiar to them. Naaman didn't know the Lord. He's healed. He recognizes what's going on. And he says, whoa, 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 whoa. There is no other God anywhere. I will serve the Lord. How many of the Israelites said that? Oh, no, no, the Israelites, Baal, we want to serve him. Oh, the Asherah and the Ashtaroth, we want to serve them. Oh, let's check out these gods and those gods and all this other garbage. They're offering their babies to and sacrifice to demons. They're doing all the things that even the pagans often didn't do. These were the people who had the truth. They had God. And it didn't mean anything to them. That must be a lesson to you and me. How easy it is for us to just kind of go along and not pay much attention. Look at the people who are converts. They put the rest of us to shame. They embrace the faith, they live the faith, they believe, they love it because they've come to it as an adult. They didn't have it before and now they see it and they're just on fire. And the rest of us, it's like, oh yeah, I know, I've heard all that. The truth is the truth and it doesn't change whether you're a pagan who converts or whether you were baptized as a baby. It's still the same truth. We need to pray that our hearts will be open to be able to recognize the Lord. Not because we have denied him any more than the people of Israel had denied him outright, but because we don't pay attention. Because we become too familiar. Because it doesn't matter to us, or because we would rather be worldly. We would rather be pagans. We would rather be like everyone else. Wasn't that the Israelite problem? Remember at the time of Samuel, we want a king. Samuel said, no, God is your king. He said, we don't want God to be our king. We want to be just like everyone else. What do Catholics in America do? We just want to fit in. We want to be like everyone else. We are the people that God has chosen as his own and has made his own sons and daughters. So maybe because of that, we try to go out of our way sometimes to prove that we're really not like that. The Protestants have that problem. They have a problem they call PK, pastor's kid. The pastor's kid goes out of his way to prove that he's not like his dad. Oh yeah, my dad's a minister, but I'm not like that. Guess what? You're a son or daughter of God. You trying to prove you're not like your father? Jesus said, be like your father. He didn't say prove you're not like him. Be like him. We don't have a prophet in our midst. We have God. We have Jesus. And we pay little to no attention because he's just always there. It's no big deal. It's the biggest deal in the world. And we don't care because familiarity breeds contempt. And that's what many Catholics have fallen into. So maybe we need to look at that in our own lives, bring that to prayer, and really ask God to open our hearts. To bring us to conversion. Not because we've denied him outright, but because we just don't really care. So think about that. Pray about that. Beg the Lord to touch your heart and set it on fire with true love for God.